Welcome everybody, Shin number 867, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we started talking about a couple of shiurim ago, probably about three shiurim ago, so we're in Simen Reish Ches, we're on the second part of Reish Ches, and we're going through the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh, which is made in general, call it Alamichia, whatever you want to call it, but you have Alamichia, you have Alagefen, you have Alawait. So it's made in general for like cakes, cookies, flour, grains, all these type of things. That's one thing which we've spoken of, we have to talk about more. And then it's made, obviously, the bracha is also said on wine, grape juice, and so on. But what I want to talk about right now, we're not stressing that right now, but we want to talk a little bit about first the brachas of the Shivas Aminim. Okay, so you have, for example, you have grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, dates, and so on. Okay, so assuming somebody ate the right amount, you ate a kezias, right? Because we said last time, which we'll try and get into, there's a whole question if you ate a complete item, like you ate a whole grape, right? So it's a machleikis in the Shulchan Aruch. If you have to make a bracha achrayna on that, it's called a beria. But I want to talk about that a little bit separately. So for what one should do, just right now, for argument's sake, one should be careful to eat the right amount of, let's say they're eating grapes, to make sure you eat the right amount of grapes, like to see cover all grounds. Okay, but be it as it may, again, that's also not our Indian today, but what we want to talk about today is the actual bracha itself. A person on the Shivas Aminim, right, you're eating these things, you're eating the grapes, the olives, whatever, the pomegranates, whatever. Okay, and you ate enough, you have to make the alha, so you make it, you have to make the alawates, you have to make the alawates. So, the question is, there's two different nischoes, there's two different ways of saying it. There's sometimes you could have these fruits, let's say, that came, and it's made only on these fruits, right? It's made on these fruits, the alawates. So, sometimes the fruits that come from Eretz Yisrael, and sometimes you have fruits that come from Chutzlaris, right? That were grown not in Eretz Yisrael. So it's actually when you make the bracha Me'ein Shalosh, when you're going to make the bracha achas Me'ein Shalosh, so now, and you're going to say the alawates, valfriawates, so it ends off, the end is actually different in both instances. In other words, it's a different nusach at the end. If somebody ate these fruits, right, from the Shivas Aminim, they ate it from either from Eretz Yisrael, or if they ate it from Chutz La'aretz, anywhere outside Eretz Yisrael. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that if it's fruits from Eretz Yisrael, right, if it's fruits from Eretz Yisrael, and we'll see soon, we'll try and get into does it have to be in Eretz Yisrael, or what about if I have the fruits from Eretz Yisrael, but meeting them outside Eretz Yisrael? Okay, we'll talk about that, but let's first see what's the law, what's the halacha, what's the letter of the law, as they say. So when the fruits are from, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael, I'm meeting those fruits in Eretz Yisrael, let's say for argument's sake, so the person would end off al haperis, okay? You're going to end off, you're going to end off al peiroseha, you're going to end off the words peiroseha, its fruits. If the fruits are anywhere from outside Eretz Yisrael, we end off haperes. We end off al haaretz v'al haperes. If it's from fruits from Eretz Yisrael, so we end off al haaretz v'al peiroi seha, its fruits. So we'll talk about the Mishnah Berurah, why there's a difference in the lashon, and it's only at the end over there. Okay, so now the Mechaber, which is again, Simen Reish Ches, Sif Yud, the Mechaber, that's the first thing he says, and then he goes further, the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch telling us straight up halacha, vim b'chutz la'aretz, if a person's in chutz la'aretz, let's say United States, right, I'm eating these peiros, oichel peiros ha'aretz, I'm eating the peiros from Eretz Yisrael, then also, and I know these peiros, these fruits, I'm not sure, are they from here, are they from here, I know they're from Eretz Yisrael, for sure, so oichel peiros, right, so choysim gam ken al peiroseha. A person would also make a bracha of peiroseha. In other words, finishing off al peiroseha, even though the person's eating them outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we spoke about last time why it's called Me'ein Shalosh. It's broken up. It's in conjunction with benching and so on. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down. He says in Sifkat Nun Beis. He says val peiros. So when it's fruits, when it's a Shivas Aminim. Let's say, for example, I'm eating grapes, and I know they're from, not from Eretz Yisrael, right? They're from Chutz La'aretz. So I'm eating those grapes. I'm going to finish the bracha of Al Eretz V'Al HaPeres, right? So then the Mishabur says, why can't I say Periseha? Why can't I say it's fruit? So Mishabur just tells us, because these are not fruits from Eretz Yisrael. V'afilu huvel Eretz Yisrael. So Mishabur tells us a good point. Let's say even if you're going to bring these fruits, right? Have fruits that grew in the United States, for example, or in the UK, I'm giving an example, right? So you take those fruits, right? V'afilu huvu, and again, the Shivas Aminim, we're talking about the Shivas Aminim, not just some fruits, obviously. V'afilu huvu l'Eretz Yisrael, and then I bring those fruits to Eretz Yisrael. V'acholom sham, kemish agad l'b'chutz l'aretz, I would still make the brach, since they grew in somewhere outside of Eretz Yisrael, I would still make the bracha of v'al ha'peres, and not pereseha. Okay, so that it's only, in other words, it's only when the fruits actually grew in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so now the Mishabur just goes on to explain. I'm just explaining what the Mishabur is saying, so like this we have somewhat of an understanding, and also like we always say, a person will always understand it better, remember it better if you have an understanding of what it's all about, because, right? So a person will say, oh, well, I ate fruits, Eretz Yisrael, I remember once hearing in a shir somewhere that it's a different nusach, I'm not sure what, but if we have an understanding of what it's all about, we remember it better. Tells us the Mishabur in Sifkat Nun Gimel, Alaris Val Periseha, why do we make the bruch of Periseha? It's fruit. When the fruits from Eretz Yisrael, when the Shivas Aminim from Eretz Yisrael, Shem Shabeach LaShem Yisbarach, he says that we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Shabeach LaShem Yisbarach Al Nisinasir Lanu Esaretz, that the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the land, Shem Yitzia Oysam Peres, and that fruits, these Shivas Aminim, came out of it. So that's why it's an extra praise for Kaddish Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, that the fact that we got the land, we got Eretz Yisrael, and also the fruits that come out of it. So therefore, we say Allah Eretz Val Perisah. It's fruits, it's land, and it's fruits. Tells us the Mishabura. Okay, so just to finish off, I don't want to spend too much time on this. Obviously, it's Negei Lemaisa, but not like that Negei Lemaisa on a weekly even basis too much, but he says like this, the Mishabur and Sifkat Nundalad, Eichel Miperis Aris, so Retzalem Kashiyadesh, Hemi Peris Aris. So it's only over there when you know it's from, where you know it's from. That's when you're going to say, let's say I know it's from Eretz Yisrael, so it's Peris Sehar, right? If I know it's from Chutzah, it's Peris. Okay, Abu Basafik, let's say I'm not sure. For example, he says, I'm not sure, is it from Eretz Yisrael, or maybe these grapes I'm eating, does it come from maybe Eretz Yisrael, or maybe it didn't come from Eretz Yisrael, I'm not sure, so what do I do now? So he says just an example. For example, going b'chutz la'aretz asmuch al Eretz Yisrael. For example, let's say right next to Eretz Yisrael, right, there's chutz la'aretz right outside, and you're in such a place, that's where you are, right at the end, or whatever the case is. Asmuch al Eretz Yisrael, yemei al ha'peres. And you're going to say al ha'peres. You're going to take an end off al ha'peres. Hu adin k'shaychol b'Eretz Yisrael. Also, when you eat Eretz Yisrael, any day im hei mi'peres aretz, and when you're eating fruits in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm not sure, maybe they imported it from outside. Could be, I'm not sure. So then he says the same thing. Any day, im him miperis aretz, aishahufim michaslo, michaslo, sivarech gam kein al aretz v'al aperis. One would also make the bracha of al aretz v'al aperis. And as far as the bracha achas mein shalish, and they would not end off peiros seha. So in other words, it's only over there where a person knows for sure that it's from Eretz Yisrael. And even though, like the Mechaber said, even though you're going to eat, he says b'chutz la'aretz eichel miperos haaretz. Even though you're going to eat outside, right outside Eretz Yisrael eichel miperos haaretz, then you're going to end off peiros seha. But if you're not sure, then you would still end off the bracha al aretz v'al ha'peiros and not peiros seha. Okay, we'll end off over here. Thank you for listening. Aslochem bracha kol tov.